Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Praise the Lord. We are going to consider the wisdom of staying in the place God has chosen for you. We call it the ordained garden. Wisdom, the wisdom of staying in your ordained garden, part 4. Praise the Lord. Please take your seats. This scripture, which is our foundational scripture, is a very beautiful one. It tells us about God's intentions for creating man and how he wants man to function in the locality or the location that God has designed for man. That simply means that if you are in the will of God, you should pay attention to where you operate, where you function, because if God planted a garden, formed a man and planted a garden for that man, then it means that you are not going to be able to flourish everywhere at the same time until you locate the will of God for you in terms of the location where he wants you to operate. The fish has the water as its natural habitat. The bird also does best in the air. Plants do well in particular soils. Are you here with me at all? And for instance, if you take sugarcane, it does well in marshy areas, possibly clay marshy areas. If you take cocoyam, very likely in a marshy area most of the time, even though it can also do well in some, but cocoyam is mostly in a marshy area. Some plants will do well in clay, some will do well in loamy soil, some will even do well by sandy soil like coconut by the seaside and all of that. So if you see yourself as a plant and think you can drop yourself anywhere, you may be found wanting, dependent on the soil you find yourself in. Praise the Lord. And so location or the source where you operate from is very important. God planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man. The garden here is a typology of the church. And Genesis chapter 1 makes us see God's original intent in how he wants us to operate in the kingdom. And so for every believer, God decides to put you in a church. For those of us here, it is the will of God that even though somebody may have invited us to church the very first time, or something may have brought us into contact with the Keeper's House, you have to understand the overarching will of God, that it was God's will to put you, you know, he planted the church here to put you in the church. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that God put you here. God put you here. So don't extract yourself out of here. It is important to follow the will of God. Tell somebody it's important. And sometimes you go into a new environment and God shows you clearly where he wants you to function or where he wants you to operate. And so you can see clearly that the Lord we serve is a foundational entity. The Lord is more interested in the source of a thing than the fruits thereof. The roots always define the fruit. He said the children of Judah, they take their root downward and they bear their fruit upward. He said if the root is defiled, the fruit will be defiled. So source is important to God. When they saw King Saul prophesying, they asked, who is his father? Your source will always be asked. David, they ask, which house does he come from? When he was being introduced to the king. He said, whose son is that? Where does he come from? So you have to understand that God is a foundational entity. Now, in Acts chapter 17, verse 26, the Bible says that the Lord and has, can you do verse 25? Maybe because it's just, it said, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Then he says in 26, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed, and the bands or the bounds or the boundaries of their habitation. So there are two things here. We see that God is interested in determining the times that people operate in and the boundaries within which people operate in. He has determined the times before appointed. Before appointed, that if you are an American, this July you'll be in Ghana. It's before appointed. He's also determined that I should be a Ghanaian. I know a lot of you want to be Americans at the moment, but let me use me. That I should be a Ghanaian at this point in time. And he's defined the boundaries for me. That simply means that God is interested in the times we operate in and the spaces we operate in per the time. So he determines the boundaries of... Can we see it in the message? The verse 26. In the things of God, please write it somewhere. Everywhere is nowhere. Because God determines the times and seasons and the boundaries of men. In the message, he says, starting from scratch, he made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable with plenty of time and space for living. We can see the other translation, ESV, is also sometimes, and the NLT can be very nice. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. I think the ESV is clear. He has determined allotted periods. That's why when some people are blessed, you can't stop them. Because it is God who gives the allotment of the periods. And no one stays on the stage forever. Except God decides that I'm going to keep you on the stage forever. But he will determine the time that somebody will mount the stage, and the time that the person will shine on the stage, and the time that is allotted to the person to be on the stage. Then he also determines the boundaries of our dwelling places. That's why someone is a Togolese, someone is a Ghanaian, someone is a Kenyan, someone is an American. This thing says that it is before man was made, before time appointed, he had determined that. So people don't become president by mistake. There's a predetermination. Call it the predeterminate counsel of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what that you are in your times and seasons. And where you dwell is important. You know, sometimes we can plan things, but when you plan and the plan doesn't align with God's plan, you are in danger. Especially if it moves you out of a particular space. You find out that everyone is going to Canada, and then you're also trying to go to Canada, you'll be stranded though. If you're a child of God, you should be interested in what God says about the location. In Genesis 26, there was drought. Everybody was moving. Then the Spirit of the Lord came to Isaac and said, even though everyone is moving from this land, stay. And when he stayed, his farming yielded hundredfold. And so it is not by chance that you are in the keeper's house for such a time as this. It is God who has ordered your steps, praise the Lord, to be here. So tell somebody that this is my ordained garden. And I am here because God brought me here. And I believe strongly that my life will never be the same again. Praise the Lord. After discovering the will of God for your life, there are three things that must guide your success. One, where you are or where you operate, when you operate, and who you operate with. We call it the appointed place, the appointed time, and the appointed person. These are very important. You cannot follow the perfect will of God until your starting place is well defined. So today we are talking about divine placement. The wisdom to stay. You see, don't in this life. Yeah? Don't just be changing your location here and there. Just stay where God wants you to stay. Just stay. After discovering exactly God's perfect will for your life, it is important to stay where God wants you to stay. Why? Because you cannot follow the perfect will of God until your starting point is well defined. Can't be hanging in the air. It is extremely dangerous to be in the right season at the wrong place with the wrong people. It can be a right season, but if you are with the wrong people in the wrong place, you will still miss it. God expects us to wait in our ordained garden or appointed place for the exact time to fulfill his will in our lives. Look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus has resurrected and then he gives the disciples instruction. He said, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world." But prior to this, he tells them, he said, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until my spirit comes upon you. Stay here until I tell you go." So staying where God wants you to stay is necessary for your success here on earth. And even when the Holy Spirit came upon them, he specifically told them where they should start from and where they should proceed to, the next level, where they should go to, and then where they should end. He said, you will be my witness first in Jerusalem, then in Judea, then in Samaria, then to the uttermost part of the world. Say, wow. I can't hear you. Say, wow. Yeah. So, you don't just do high jump. If you are a child of God, you must be talking to God, consulting God on where and when. So we see God was interested in where and when the church should start and who should be part of that season, you know, on the day of Pentecost. In destiny, the starting point is the engine room from which one could reach the ends of the earth. He said, if you start in Jerusalem, you'll be able to take over the whole world. So starting from Jerusalem, the apostles shook the whole world. Is that not in the Bible? Yeah. You see, it's not necessarily starting from a big place. But it's important to start from a place that is ordained by God. That even Jesus, he was not born in a big place. He was just born in Nazareth. Just a very small place. And somewhere, somehow, God ensured that where he was born was in conformity with prophecy. Prophecy said he'll be born in a small place in Nazareth. And he ensured that he was born there. Do you understand? He could have been born in a very big place. And that would be prophecy misread. But God didn't want prophecy to misread. And where he was born was necessary. Have you found out that where he was born? That's what I taught in the first service. When you stay where God wants you to stay, you have divine protection. When you stay in the church God wants you to stay in, there's a reason why God has brought you here. Because staying where you have to stay is a spiritual arrangement. It's God who arranges that. So you can't be everywhere and have a mind of being everywhere. You should have a source. You should have what? You should have a starting point. Jesus being kept in or being born in Nazareth, in Bethlehem, Herod was looking for him. He couldn't find him. He sent assassins. They couldn't find him. Even the people who found him, the three wise men, because Jesus' parents were with him in the place ordained by God, they refused to show Herod where he was. Operating where you have not been called to operate will expose you to a lot of dangers. Hello? Come on now. Praise the Lord. You have to manage in your appointed place. Manage in your ordained garden. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. Some people, when you travel abroad, you see people stranded. Sometimes you ask yourself, wouldn't you have been better if you stayed back? Go back. Normally when I go to preach abroad, once I'm done, I think the most I do is, I take one day, Sunday I finish preaching, Monday I rest, Tuesday, oh yeah, back to sender. Go back. I was in Canada, the pastor says he will seize my bags. I said, Pastor, by the time you know I'm gone, UK, I'm done, I'm gone. They asked me, I said, I've not been called here. This is not my place of calling. Are you here with me? And when a place is not your place, you can have temporary abode. It's like hospital. You can be admitted for a season. But no matter how nice UGMC is, it's not your house. And no one stays in the emergency room forever. Or you want to be in ICU forever. No. No matter how the machines are nice and they can king, 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 and you like the sound, you don't want to be there forever. Or you have seen somebody go to stay in the restaurant forever. I like food, so now, today, I'm Inkra. I'm a mouse. Now from today, no, my place is a restaurant. No, you still go home. You have to go to your resting place. A lot of your blessings will happen because you obey the voice of God to stay where you are supposed to be. Praise the Lord. That's why you don't have to be enticed. You don't have to be enticed. When Abraham asked Lot to choose, that's the beginning of Lot's problem. The contention amongst the servant was not a problem. But where he chose was away from where he was supposed to be. And when trouble came, he was rescued by the man he was supposed to be with. Am I talking to somebody at all? Sometimes if you are not careful, ambition, aspiration will make you choose away from where God wants you to be and away from the people God wants you to be with. And especially for those of us who are highly ambitious. Every time there must be a scaling up, game changing, blah, 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 blah. You know, in the kingdom, you are permitted to change your game or scale up, but let your root remain in the soil. You are permitted to go higher, get bigger like a cedar of Lebanon, but your root must be in the soil. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish, Psalm 92 verse 13, shall flourish in the court of their maker. So staying where God wants you to stay is important. Can you talk to about three people? Make sure you move, okay? Move and talk to about three people, because somebody somewhere must hear the message from you. Talk to about three people. Move to about three people and tell them, stay where God wants you to stay, in this house. Shapatatatalaba. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. Congregation, just sing with me. Everybody, come on now. You are Yahweh. Yeah, you are Yahweh. What do you sing now? Come on now. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Asadele Mokosha, you are Yahweh. My God, Alpha and Omega, oh, What is the essence of staying where God wants you to stay? What is the wisdom behind that? Please take your seat. Please, you have to understand that church is a spiritual place. And being part of the church, the Bible says that you are a lively stone. You are a spiritual component of a spiritual entity. Says some are nose, some are ears, some are hand, and all of that. So it's not just being a natural person. Church is a spiritual entity, and we are the members of that church. And these members of the church, being us, the Lord now uses his own wisdom to transmit certain virtues through us to different parts of the body. So when you are part of this great house, of this great God, there are blessings that come to you. We have learned about the guarantee of divine blessing. But in this service, we are going to learn that in Genesis 2:18, in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, in that garden, the Bible said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make for him and help meet for him. It is not good. In the garden, tell somebody, in the church, God saw that it was not good for man to be alone. So there are things that if you are in the church, God will make an assessment of and fix. And so staying in the church, one of the things you secure is divine help. God himself becomes your divine helper. He becomes your what? Someone said, why do you go to church? Why are you in that church? It's for divine help. It's for God himself to be my helper. It is the Lord. It's not Adam that went to God and said, God, I don't have a wife. It's God that looked at Adam and said that it is not good. That's his niche good. It's not good for man to be alone. At a certain level, God begins to say that it's not good for you to be in a certain condition. And what does he do? He wires that atmosphere configures it to make provision for you to fill what he sees to be in short supply in your life. Please, let me submit to you that God did not supply Eve to Adam out of the garden. It was inside the garden. Tell somebody, inside this garden. There is nothing you need that the Lord will not give you. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that it's a spiritual place. Don't see this place as place of beams and speakers and blah. No. Jacob said, this is the gate of heaven. So when God put you in a church, it means that he is sure that whatever your destiny requires to be fully fulfilled, he's also packaged that thing into that same space. And if you stick to his will, he will make sure that in due time, if it's Eve, he has to bring you. He will bring, even if you have not requested, he himself will make the assessment to say that this time and time, this person, you ought not to be in this condition, you ought not to be in this, blah, blah, and he will make provision. He becomes your divine helper. Praise the Lord. You cannot stay where God wants you to stay and miss your help. You won't miss your help. You won't miss your helper. And boy, let me tell you that Eve was a great help to Adam. She completed him by complimenting him. Bible calls it suitability. It says suitability. You see, you can receive different kinds of help, but not all of them are suitable. Some of the help you receive, it will put you in management mode. But a suitable help, it fits perfectly. Because you stayed where you were supposed to stay. It is not good that man should be, I will make for him. God elected himself as man's helper. Sometimes if you are in the church, you are not careful, you go ahead of God. Are you here? Let me say, everything any church is doing, it works for them as far as God has asked them to do it. Some will do midnight prayer because God has asked them to do. Some will do early morning prayer. God has asked them to do. Some churches fast all year long. God has asked them to do. If you are not careful, you will try to see something that is being done somewhere which is supposed to work there because it's a rhema or an instruction there, and try to teleport or import it into your space. But because we have not received that instruction here, it may work or may not work. And so that's why you don't see us getting ourselves involved in things that look like they are moves or waves. Are you here with me at all? Yeah, so as a ministry, if God has not spoken to the leadership that every morning we should be praying with you from whatever to whatever, we can decide to do that, but it will really be a great blessing if the Lord has asked us to do so. But we won't do it or copy to do it because other people are doing it. Does that make it wrong? No, it's not wrong. It's just that we have not been asked to do it. And sometimes if you are not careful, you look at somebody's house, the color of the paint there, and say that your own house is not beautiful. For all you know, the reason why God is not asking us to paint our house that way is because people are allergic to that color. And if we did paint our house like that, some people will not survive there. Or it will attract thieves. So we'll stick with what God wants us to stick with. That's why in the kingdom, godliness with contentment is a great gain. If Benihin brings his church next door, if God has not called you there, don't show up. It's not where it's nice or which church is trending. I want to be part of the trending church or I want to be. No. You need to be where God wants you to be. I don't know. Is God talking to someone now? Men should try in marriage. But sometimes you can see that some men, they have reached their wit end. And they have a woman who is looking at what is happening in classmates' marriage. To measure a man who can never stretch, is rich. Saturation and the extent of their stretch, they can't stretch again. They say, "Enkawo ye bema, enkawo ye say, enkawo oye bema o na osram famawa." He's a man, but it has to be given to you. Hello, am I preaching or I'm dancing? A man can receive nothing. I've said I'll be responsible and work hard. But if it has not been given to you, forget it. Some of the things that you see me, like I would do all night. All night, I say it's a gift. I can do all night. Maybe I can do 2 nights continuously. Nothing will happen. But some pastors who cannot even do half night. Does that mean I'm more powerful than them? No. It has to be given to you. Some all night you go, the whole place will become like a sleeping tablet. It's like it's a siesta night, is that not so? We came to really sleep. And you attend all night here, and it's like when you even close, cry, you don't want to close. So it is God Himself that helps us. When you are in the place God wants you to be, stay in the church. It should be your determination that 30 years to come, you will still be in the keeper's house. Clap for Jesus. Because help is there. Adam had never seen woman before. Woman had never appeared before. Novelty manifests when we stay where God want us to stay. Praise the Lord. I was telling the first church that the killing of Abel happened outside the garden. So God blessed Adam with marriage and preserved them both within the garden. See, the things that God blesses us with, they are best preserved within the confines of the boundaries that He has set for us. If He blesses you with wealth in the kingdom, you will do very well if you stay in the kingdom and use that wealth based on how He wants you to use it. He blessed them with marriage, blessed them both in the garden. When they stepped out, killing started. Sometimes people get blessed in-house, and they find the world to be a nicer place to go and enjoy the blessing. But there is striving, there is miscarriage, there is killing, there is all manner of things. So, when God blesses us, let's stay with God. And staying with God, one of the fundamental things is that you stay where He wants you to stay. That's where your assignment is. Praise the Lord. Me, I'm not moving. Until the Lord tells me, move. And in the Bible, God told some people to move. Look at Micah chapter 2, verse 10. Something. He said, "Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a sword destruction." There are times where God will instruct people that the place is polluted, so get out. Pastor is sleeping with people's wives, sleeping with choristers. Pastor is now preaching that if you are about to marry, we should test. It's like test drive. Somebody's woman is going to marry, pastor must test drive. To see whether it's a polluted place. Or we should be bathing you by the seaside. All of a sudden, we have started cutting cows and burying things at four junctions to put some coin here, put some coin here. We have become fetish priests. Then away, because the place has become polluted. Scripture should guide you, and the voice of God should guide. But it's not people offending you in a church, blah, blah. I was telling the first year, I say in the garden, the serpent was there. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was also there. The tree of life was there. The tree of life was not the only thing there. Tree of knowledge of good, good day, evil day. Church, you will see kafir. Everything there is inside some. But make sure that you don't eat the evil that will corrupt you and destroy you. That's why I keep telling you. I was telling the first service that there are some people in church, whether you like it or not, it's like devil planted them. They will target new people. They will target people that they feel have some money. And they will, when they sit down, they will go to the people's car. Please, they are ejecting me of my rent. Every time rent, every time rent, every time rent. Your rent, does it have accident? When you do that, you make church uncomfortable for some people. You are the only one who always has need. You collect from this one, collect from that one, collect from that one, collect from that one, collect. Sometimes two people are talking and say that, oh, I'm happy that we have. Me too. You are a chief collector. And sometimes many people will leave church because of some of these things. If you are one of those people who have made the church a place of merchandise, desist from it, cry. I can say, 11 years of the existence of this church, I have never been to anybody's house to ask for even water to drink. I've come to your house, give me this, give me that. Come to your baby, give me this, give me that. No, I'm not doing it. Why will you do it? Church is not for that. Does that mean the brethren should not help one another? We should. We should. But you are doing business with it. You are making this place look like a serpent is chasing a human being here. It's like this side that I went, you know, the preaching has become bad preaching. You are doing keeper's business. When we are keeping, you are driving out. Everything, money, 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 money. When you see that, maybe somebody comes to pledge a certain amount, you don't even know whether they went to take loan to give to God to build the house of the Lord. They say, Akwawe, we just got one home. This one, you have money. You start targeting that person. How much can I collect from this person? How much can I collect from this person? And you mark that one down. And you say, okay, I'll do it small, small. Like every quarter. I will tell a story and collect something. And you have set yourself that you collect 10,000 from that person. You are breaking it down. You understand? 40, 40, 20. It's a formula. It's not good. The Lord Himself will be your helper. There is nothing that you need. As you are where you are supposed to be, that God will not meet you at the point of your need. This is how He has designed it. This is how that's why you see some people, they have been in Catholic for 50 years. Presby, 30 years. You too, you'll be in keepers for eternity. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Lawyer, say amen. Sometimes voices in the garden, the serpentine voice, serpent is talking to Adam and Eve to make them leave the garden. When you come to, sometimes at some point in time, you have to shut your ears to what your best friend is saying, what the person you like is saying. Focus on Jesus. Do what? Focus, and that's where the blessing will come. He says that fixing your eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Are you here with me at all? The blessing is in you focusing on Jesus, not on people and things. Sometimes if you are not careful, So many things can sweep you out of church. Ah. They can make you a leader and the people under you. They can worry you. You'll be like Moses. He will misbehave and God will kill you. The people. I don't know. Should I continue or should I end this thing? People under you, know, they'll be shaking your foundations. You have to run back to God. Yeah. Say, hey, I should have sat my somewhere. Yeah, because sometimes when you check your status in life, maybe, you know, God, this one I was telling the workers that we are all not the same in the church. You know, but for Christ, some people here should not be able to easily cross to some people here. And so, likewise, you know, vice versa. But because of church, you can easily walk to somebody that should have taken like a very high protocol. You should be seeing them on TV. With a very long, impossible protocol for your level. Or me, that's pastoring people who are older than me. Look at me, I'm pastoring Mrs. Badger. Is he my age mate? When we have these opportunities, sometimes you will forget that there are sociocultural factors in our fellowship that you should uphold. That there are elders, when you meet them, whether they met you or you met them or you greet them. When they come, you are sitting, you stand, madam, sit. When you are ushering an elderly person or whatever, or whoever, person would have been your boss. Some of you will be in the same organization. You will not have the opportunity to ever enter the CEO's office. Or even sit on a table with the CEO, because there are levels are clear. Then we come to church, we are all in the choir. What a blessing. Then you still forget that regardless of the choir, CEO there inside. And on the way coming up, it's also inside. You are on the way coming up. So when you have opportunity, yeah, don't let the lines be blurry to you. Keep the lines. Do what? Keep the lines. Or else, you're a pastor, you'll be talking pastor to people. And then you are, just imagine, Jackie's boss is here. Jackie, wave your hands. Jackie's boss is here. And then let's say we do a department, and then let's say Jackie's boss is in a department and Jackie is the head of the department. Do you understand? You have to like be hospitable, be Christian. Be what? Be Christian. Or let's say Sarah, wave your hands. Sarah is there. Sarah works in Jackie's office. It's one of her managers. And then they are in a department. And Sarah is a lead. And Jackie is a member of that committee or department. Now, some have not cannabis. Hey, you don't fear. Every time I ask myself, if this matter arises, how would Jesus handle it? You always have to ask yourself that question. And do you know that how Jesus will handle it is not ambiguous to any of us? We know exactly how he will go about it. That you have an opportunity to lead somebody who normally, and Nigerians will say normally, should be leading you. What a privilege to do well for God and for yourself. You are misbehaving. Say, hey, it's also, hey, you can misbehave in church. You don't have to. That's so many young leaders don't go far. Okay, I'm sorry at this idea. It's young people that should be leading, because you have energy, you have whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then the elders will add their wisdom. If it doesn't go the way you are expecting it to go, God should give you the wisdom to respectfully and in humility, not to be talking anyhow. You are not serious. Hey, like I'm prophesying to Mrs. Bajan, but you are not serious. Hey, somebody who can give birth, if she did teenage pregnancy, it's not even teenage pregnancy, proper pregnancy, because she can give birth to me. Who did to me age free the age when I had it? Oh, you're not serious. You're not serious. We didn't need to true form because I'm a pastor. That's not church. Where did you see Jesus doing that? If you have opportunity, and you need the opportunity that God wants to give you help and help us, part of it is in church. That he can make somebody who will be your boss in the next 2 years be in church with you. Hello? And God sees ahead, so he brings both of you in one place. Now you go for an interview, and then you go and the person is sitting on the panel. And he even didn't know you were coming. He saw the name, but he knows the face. He doesn't know the name. As he's sitting there, and you appear at the interview. And when they go back and they are scoring the thing, you will see that, Charlie, the score is not always based on some, it's not merit. Somebody will be doing negotiation there. Like, I even dreamt that this girl was with her. No dream. You just dreamt. There and there he has dreamt. Because you are in the church. But you are misbehaving, especially when you are not happy. Sometimes you are not happy in the church. You have an issue with somebody. You will sell the matter to all your network members. Something small. You're just going to gossip about me. She's hypocrite. First service, I was addressing this hypocrisy. You need to go and listen to it. You have to let that language leave your mouth in church. That somebody is a hypocrite. Somebody is a hypocrite. How can you be in church and you are chasing somebody's husband? Really? Really? You are saying somebody is hypocrite because you have built capacity for what is their weakness. Allow people to grow. We didn't come to you. We came to Christ. And in the church, it is always better for sinners to even be in their sin and be in the church. There's a better chance for conversion in the church than outside the church. And our job is not to drive people away. No. Jesus said, let them come. And we have come, you know, wearing our different garments with different debt. The church is going to, the washing of the word is going to wash us. The blood is washing us. God is working on us. Oh, many people have changed the way they think by just sitting in church. So if they have not gotten there, you have gotten there and passed there. You help them. You strengthen them. You don't use your strength to look down on somebody that because you are able to withstand sexual sin in tea. Everyone who is able to withstand it at this level, no, they are hypocrites. They have gone to sleep with somebody and they are singing. Wow. So what should they do? They should not sing. No, they will sing now. Christ is still working on them. Hello? Judas was with Jesus. He was still stealing. Christ knew. He was still working on him. Peter, he was denying Christ. Christ was still working on him. These people that Christ used, they were not perfect. I can never preach that somebody should be with Christ and misbehave. But as a pastor, I know that it takes time for people to be transformed. It takes what? And the transformation is our collective responsibility. Those of you that are strong, that's what the Bible said. Help the feeble ones. And you can say, you are a hypocrite, you are a hypocrite, you are a hypocrite. Allow God to tell somebody is a hypocrite, not you. Are you not a hypocrite? You are also a hypocrite. Everybody is a hypocrite somewhere. Allow God. Allow God. You cry, you were about to take offering, and God told you, take $200. You took 200 Ghana. Are you not a hypocrite? You are a hypocrite. He said, take $200. You did calculation in your head. Yes, 200 now, but you have just changed the sign, the currency sign, from dollar to city. Are you not a hypocrite? Allow God. Am I saying people should freely sin in church? No. But the church is there for Christ to convert souls. And then they will stay and be blessed. They what? Stay and be blessed. We don't want people to come and then we are driving them away because we have come to the hospital. You know, sometimes when you are leaving, when the hospital discharges you, many sick people are coming to take your place. Is that not so? When you came, you were lying on a certain bed as a sick person. Today we have treated you, God has treated you, you are well. So, free partners should not be mother should be. Somebody, the other sick person came to lie on the bed. He said, you come and say, you too, we are to do. Hey, they are doing too much. You have no idea. You have no idea. When you are well, you can be saying whatever you want. But God knows his own. Praise the Lord. May you never miss your help. May you never miss your helper in church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That amen can be louder than it is. Me, then I told you severally, the UK embassy, they bounced me almost to make me ambassador for bounce. It is church that I met somebody who knew somebody in the whatever. It's church. Maybe by now we'll be paying money to connection men left, right, center who will not be able to do anything. The person I ministered to in church, I met in church. The lady she knew, she was the decision maker on the visa. She didn't need any boss. Church. And God had ordained that should happen in what? Church. Please don't get so prosperous and then church is no longer important to you. Because all of us here, we know that our real foundation is Christ. Hello? And sometimes you have to add to the count when he says where two or three are gathered. Maybe you are the two or the three. So don't say, oh, right now where I've got into, nah. When I go, I don't understand. The preacher, the pastor is preaching. Really? No. Don't be bigger than God. Hello? It's like nowadays, man. You know, like our church, like this, by the special grace of God, you can hear good music after a while, like all human beings. Then you are looking for something else. Do you understand? You're looking for something beyond the good. It's like now when they sing, you want them to do acrobatics. But what was just important is that, you know, before this time, we used not to sing in part. We were singing in pieces. You see, tenor is there. Alto is there. Soprano is there. There is no connection. No synchronization. It's like we want to kill God on the altar. So by the grace of God. Now by the grace of God. We can sing. Unison. We can harmonize. We can invert. We can do many things and nobody will die. It will look very nice and sound very nice and it will be very heavy and anointed. I said, dear, like you want us to, yeah, you have gone to see something on TikTok. somebody will die. Oh. Somebody will die. Somebody will die. You know, I was talking to one sister. You know, she shared her testimony. Some years ago, she had cancer. And she was not given long time to live. So, recently I was talking to her and, you know, she's a very hard-working person. She wants to achieve this, that. So I say, pause, cool down. Don't stress anybody. So, few years ago, when you had cancer and they said you were going to die, I can see the prayer you prayed. Me, I can see the prayer. I'm in the room with you. I can see the prayer. You pray to God that, God, if you spare my life and I don't die, I will serve you. All I need, just spare my life. Don't kill me. He said, it's as if you were there. Yes. I said, okay. Now you have spared your life. What is the stress for the marriage? The stress for this, whatever you are going to do. Now you want some $10 million. Blah, blah. Is it not you that said that if he's all you want, he just spare my life. Human being. After getting the life, God, let's go again. Let's go again. Now you have to add money to the life. Add marriage to the life. Are you here with me at all? Tell somebody, be calming down. Be calming down. Be beyond. Please, let's rise. Let's rise. Let's rise. We'll continue some other time. Hey. Tell somebody, because of you, more people should be added to the church. Nobody should leave the church because of you. Please tell them it's a blessing. You, the help God has designed for you, find it here. Can you move to about 5 people and prophesy to them? Every help God has designed for you, you will find it here. This is a spiritual place. God has already deposited it here. It is just a matter of time. That help will show. So don't give up. Don't leave. Stay. Tell somebody, stay. Don't be enticed by anything anywhere. Just stay where God wants you to stay here. Because it will happen here to the glory of God. Do you believe it? Why don't you give the Lord a big clap offering? What a blessing. Hallelujah. Wow. Are you smiling? Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to lift your hands and pray. Father, give me stability. Make me stable. Stable where you want me to be. I pray that I will not fall to temptations. Even moving from one job to the other, that God will speak to you so that you will not make a false movement and jeopardize your career path. I want to be where you want me to be. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. This divorce that I'm contemplating, speak to me. Give me clarity. Hey, so that I don't jump on something that looks like love but is going to kill me. Help me, Spirit of the Lord. I pray for clarity. Can you pray for clarity? Pray for clarity. Copasato libidico saprate colomandas sembre coschete lebrede sabatala gabagabadadadada satala bababa shakoparano sebretekete ito lagabada sote breketete requasato labacapata ia quascento liberezos. Thank you, Lord. Now pray, any blessing that God you have for me for being part of this ministry. Father, I pray, I activate that help. I activate that help. Let that help become my portion, my marital help. Whatever you see is not good in my life, change it here. Change it, Lord. Change it because I am where you want me to be. I pray that you touch me. You change it. You shift it. Yes, Lord. Hey. Shakopata labaha, shata labababaha. Can you pray? Activate the help of God. Ask the Lord Himself to be your helper. In your workplace, He's the one who led you there. You will not die there. Nothing will cut short your life there. He's the one who led you there. You will prosper there. He that has led you there, may He protect you there. May He preserve you there. Father, establish your help in our lives. Yes, Lord. Now pray that in this second half of the year, as you stay in the presence of the Lord, anything that is a help that must come to you, you will not struggle. That help will come to you. That help will locate to you. That help will locate your family, your institution, your home, your children, your life. Let that help arrive. Receive the wisdom. Receive the grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I like us to please close our eyes. If you are here today, whatever you have heard being preached, it's Jesus that makes it a possibility in your life. If you are here, you have not given yourself to Jesus Christ. You want Jesus to come into your life, become your Lord and personal Savior. This very moment, if you are that person, you say, Pastor, I would like you to pray with me. I want Jesus to come into my heart and give me His life. If you are that person, you raise your right hand and I'm going to pray with you wherever you are. You don't need to come forward. If you are here, you'll say, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart and give me your life. If you are that person, you raise your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Your life will never be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for being in my life, forgiving me all my sins, and making me your child. I am blessed to be in the sanctuary, especially to be in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord?
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.